Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: hip hop and jazzy. I'll say it again. Hip hop and jazzy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 52-year-old divorced woman dating a man that is 57 years old. We've been together almost a year, but we have fundamental differences that might break us up. We met at my cousin's 40th birthday party. He was a DJ, so I asked him to play some classic R&B hits because all he was playing was hip hop. And we had a lot of older people at the party that weren't into the rap and hip hop music. We got into a shouting match because he said he didn't take requests. I ended up leaving a few minutes later because the music was too loud and giving me a headache. He got my number and called to personally apologize and asked me to meet him for a drink. We went to a nice jazz club, and that's the music I love. He says he loves it too. We went on a few more dates, and I started falling for him. He's an insurance agent, and he DJs on the weekend. Because of that, I'm finding out he has two different personalities, and it seems like he's stuck in his 30s when he was DJing for a big rapper. At first, he dressed like a 57-year-old man. Now he wears jerseys and Jordans when we go out, and I'm always dressed like a grown woman. He invites me to go to his DJ gigs with him, but I honestly can't deal with all that bass and ignorant lyrics in his type of music. At his house, he plays all rap when I'm there. He says it's okay to be different and opposites attract. He said he really likes me, but I am focused on the wrong things. I want to date a grown man that enjoys grown man things. I don't enjoy shopping for hip hop clothes with him or sitting home alone while he's out at the club. Is his immaturity a deal breaker, or should I get on his level? Will my 57-year-old man ever grow up? That is the question. Well, I just have to say, you know, here we go again. Listen to you. Just trying to change them. That's what we do. I guess it's the nurturers in us that we always try to rebuild a man. I mean, we tell ladies on this show all the time, you cannot change a man. You know, we can only change ourselves. Remember that first night you met him? You guys got into a shouting match at his job as a hip hop DJ. That's what he was when you met him. Now you want him to be someone else. The truth is, I think he's comfortable being who he is, and he doesn't see the point in changing for you right now, or maybe never. But I don't want you to change either. I don't want you to change. I can't even believe that you're considering changing. You asked us if you should get on his level. I say no. You know, just be who you are too. This man is just not for you. He's not the one. And although you may be right in everything you're saying about him growing up and being immature and all of that, it doesn't matter because he's not going to do it. I mean, his look, his act go with his weekend job, and that's how he makes his money. Yes, he is 57 and plays and likes rap and wears hip hop gear. That's it. I mean, it could be a lot worse, I say, but you know, we like who we like. We want who we want. We just, you know, can't want to change them. So I say step aside. Let him have all that. Let him have the club. Let him have the clothes. Let him have the hip hop. All of that. That's what he likes. While you wait for your grown man who likes jazz like you like, because the DJ is apparently a deal breaker for you. And that's okay. That is okay. You just may not be, you know, you guys just may not want to be together or have to be together or can be together because of it. Steve?
I agree with you 100% in this response to this letter. Ladies off. You know, Shirley said this on this show. How many times do we tell y'all over and over and over, stop trying to fix these men. Stop collecting red flags. Leave them in the ground. Some of y'all riding around with a truck full of red flags. Leave them flags stuck in the ground. You got enough problems. You're too old for this. What you need this in your life for? It started wrong. It had a moment in there where it went okay, then it flipped right on back to wrong. You 52, he 57. We've been together almost a year. Now, that means they sleeping together. But we have fundamental differences. Fundamental differences. Fundamentals build up from what people are. We're fundamentally this way. For the fundamentals of a person are the foundation of who they are. The fundamentals of your relationship will be what your foundation in the relationship is built on. That's my interpretation of fundamental differences. I was at my cousin's 40th birthday party. He was a DJ. I asked him to play some classic R&B because he was just playing hip-hop. A lot of older people at the party went into the rap and hip-hop music. We got into a shouting match because he said he don't take requests. Well, why is your that old people party? How are you the DJ and don't take requests and you at old people party? Do you know that's how we party? On request? You know how many times I done went up to the DJ booth and say, hey, man, you got to slow down some of these records, man. We need some slow jams in here. What you think we in here for? See, back in the club, if you played five fast records in a row, somebody came up to the DJ booth and say, hey, pimp, what you think we in here for? We got to talk to these girls. We got to get in their ear. There ain't nobody invented cell phones yet.
Hang on,
we got to get in their ear right now.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter title is Hip Hop and Jazzy. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, hip-hop and jazzy.
This couple is fundamentally different. She's divorced, 52, he 57. The fundamental differences is all in this letter. But it started, he was DJing a party for her cousin. Now, it's old people at the party. She go up there, he playing all rap music. It ain't going good. She go up there and asked him to change the music. Can she play something else? They get into a shouting match because he said he don't take requests. He already at the wrong party. That's how we survived back in the day with slow jams. Slow jams was the only way we could get up on this woman and talk to her. And you couldn't play more than five fast records in a row at the club back in the day because we had to slow jam because we got to get up on these women and talk to them. Because unbeknownst to us, but no one had invented a cell phone back then. So we got to get all that conversation in now. She said I ended up leaving a few minutes later because the music was too loud and giving me a headache. He got my number and called to personally apologize and asked me to meet him for a drink. Y'all went to a jazz club, and that's the music I love. He said he loves it, too. We went on a few more dates, and I started falling for him. He's an insurance agent and DJs on the weekend. That's another fundamental difference. One of my best friends is an all-state agent. He don't DJ on the weekends because he the all-state agent. Be out here talking about giving, paying people death benefits and rescuing their house. Now you at the club talking about, raise your hands in the air, rave like you just don't. That's a fundamental difference. Mm-hmm. Now she said, because of that, I'm finding out he got two different personalities. And it seemed like he's stuck in the 30s when he is DJing for a big rapper. At first he dressed like his 57-year-old man. Wait a minute, what you mean? It seems like he's stuck. What? You met him DJing hip-hop music. Mm-hmm. What's the new discovery? Hell, he ain't up there DJing music he don't like. He play what he like. Now you find out he got two different personalities. Seem like he's stuck in his 30s when he's DJing for a big rapper. He been showing you this the whole time you met him. It started at the party. Now he wears jerseys. At first, he dressed like a 57-year-old man. Now he wears jerseys and Jordans when we go out, and I'm always dressed like a grown woman. I've seen this out before. It's not a good look. We've all seen this out where the woman have on a nice dress, heels, and she's sitting over there, this man with this iron T-shirt, looking like a fool. I'm sorry, bros. I'm just going to put it out there. If you're dating a grown adult woman, then you need to dress like a grown adult man. Leave them tennis shoes at home. Put some slacks, a dress shirt, and get you a button-down shirt. And put you some shoes on. Sitting up across from this woman, she done put a dress on and you got some jeans and a big shirt on. And a jersey. I don't know nobody greater than me, so I'm not wearing your jersey. I'm sitting up in a LeBron James jersey. LeBron ain't me, dog. Sitting up promoting Steph Curry. Little light skin. I'm sitting a grown, old, big little man. I got the little light skin boy on my chest. Man, grow your ass up. Wearing other men's clothes and stuff. I can't stand dudes wearing. I'm just going to put it out there. Now, and then he invites me to go to the DJ gigs with him, but I honestly can't deal with all that bass and ignorant lyrics and his type of music. At his house, he plays all rap when I'm there. He said it's okay to be different and opposites attract, and he said he really likes me, but I'm focused on the wrong things. No, you're not. No, you're not. You better focus on these differences, because that's what you're going to have to live with, the differences. And if you can't deal with the differences, then stop dealing with him. Because it's obvious he ain't fit to change. I want to date a grown man that enjoys grown man things. Well, it ain't him. I don't enjoy shopping for hip-hop clothes. He do. I don't like shopping for hip-hop clothes with him or sitting home alone while he's out at the club. Why would you sign up for this at 52? You got an old man that's near 60. All his free time, he in the club. He wearing sneakers and jerseys. You sitting over there with your dress on, with your legs crossed. Is his immaturity a deal breaker? Well, it is for me and Shirley. Now, if you want to date this little man that's stuck in the past, that think he's somebody he ain't. He ain't a rapper. Obviously, he didn't make it. He don't DJ for the big-time rapper no more, because the big-time rapper's somewhere raising a family right now. He don't have that because he's got to go to the club. Mm. And he insurance agent. Is this immaturity a deal-breaker, or should I get on his level? So what you're asking us is, should I lower yourself down, stop wanting what I want, and just give him everything he wants? How do you expect to stay happy in that? Because you're not fitting to start liking rap music. You're just not.
And that's okay. Yeah.
Will my 57-year-old man ever grow up? You don't have a 57-year-old man. Ta-da.
All right. Leave us your comments. Thank you. Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Can I tell him something?
On demand.
We got 10 seconds. You're actually dating a real old-looking boy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.